Today on Ask the Podcast Coach, I'm going to talk about how, well, there's really no nice way to say this, Podomatic is the devil.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Oh, it's Saturday morning, and I'm, you know, what's nice about making the mistake first thing out of the gate is, you know, you can kind of go, well, we got that done. And, if you're new to the show, it's called Ask the Podcast Coach. That would be me, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. So glad that you have woken up here this Saturday morning to talk a little podcasting. We answer your questions, any question about podcasting. If you want to call in, we would love to have you. It's awesome. All you got to do, pick up your phone and dial 888-563-3228. That number again is 888-563-3228. You can come out and join the chat room as well. That's at schoolofpodcasting.com/live. I'm using still using call-in studio for that, and I'm connected to that via Skype. So I'm going Skype to call-in studio, and that's how we get your phone calls in. So again, that number, 888-563-3228. I am going to be flying solo apparently today. And that's okay. You can call in and keep me company. I would appreciate it. Of course, I got everybody out in the chat room. Got Harley Mack out there. And he was listening on schoolofpodcasting.fm. We go out about 80 billion different ways in the morning. But want to learn how to podcast? There you go. So, Harley Mack, thank you for sharing that on Twitter. And we have a great question that I'm just going to jump right to. This came in, and it says, "Dear Dave, I was pointed in your direction by a fellow podcaster, Tina, from the Savvy Homeschool Moms." Yo, Tina! Thank you for directing Dave, in this case, over here. He says, "I have a children's podcast, Bitty Bedtime Stories, and I've been involved in that for 3 years. 360 short stories, all original, all voiced by myself. 367. That's cool. It's geared for adults with children. Its goal is to get both parents and kids to laugh, but more importantly, to give kids a peaceful and happy transition into bedtime. If you've never heard it, look for Samuel, what is it, Samuel Jackson's, where it's Go the F to Sleep." I'm going to keep my G rating here, but it's hilarious. "So here's my thing, using Podomatic for the last 3 years. Then I check out one of your podcast pages, and right there you highlight Podomatic as a host not to use. I let my subscription with them drop. I liked the storage space and bandwidth for the price. As a dad, I have zero time and near zero money to support my podcast. Podomatic fit the financial bill, but that's about it." Well, zero. When you're spending zero, it fits anything. But here's the thing. You get what you pay for. And I don't want to sound like I'm preaching at Dave here, but please name me any, and by that I mean any, hobby that you do that's absolutely free, besides walking. And even that's not free. You got to buy shoes. I do not understand the concept. I think it has to do with the fact that music is now 99 cents, right? And it's so cheap, and most of us just steal it anyway. Because after all, we're going to be left with crap when all the musicians can't make a living at it. But I think that is filtered into podcasting. The fact that we end up with an MP3 file that we think, you know what, it's just free. So, and I get no budget, but I've talked about that in the past. You know, cut out Mountain Dew, cut out Starbucks, cut out, turn off your TV. There's $80 a month, and you'll have plenty of time to podcast. But anyway, I'm getting on my thing. He says, "Of course, I like my podcast to grow, and I find myself surprised that it hasn't. That might be slight arrogance, slight naivety. But I've tried some things per the suggestion of many sources, and my listenership stagnates. What's worse, I have no confidence in stats that Podomatic provides. What's worser," he says jokingly, "is trying to interpret their stats. Worser even yet, the paid stats to keep you wanting to pay them each month. I saw that a long time ago. Yeah, basically, Podomatic is the devil. I'm just telling you that, just for the record. And so they're one of the worst. The only people I hate more than Podomatic is Blog Talk Radio, and I won't go down that route. But he says, I do, in part, put the onus on them for the dragon listenership. I wish I could just get real stats, real demographics. Well, I'm going to tell you this. When you get real stats and real demographics, you're going to end up with a problem. And I see we have a caller on the line. So 7488, hang just tight. I'm going to finish this email, and then we'll pick you up. So I know you're listening online. As Podomatic says, I've been using 30 gigs of bandwidth per month. Is that peanuts? For 367 episodes, I don't know. You can probably tell I have some questions here. I feel I've been operating blindfolded. Well, you have. I have what I think is a great product, certainly unique. That's it. And I'm itching to take it off. I have listeners ranging from 4 to 50. And so let me see. Somewhere I have 368 episodes. I was trying to see. I thought he said how many downloads he was getting per episode, but he did not. So I'm going to put that on. We're going to talk about Podomatic in a second. But of course, you're the real star of the show here. And so if your phone number ends in 7488, you, my friend, are on the show. What can I help you with?
Well, David, good morning. I actually am said person you've been reading the email about.
Ah, beautiful.
I'm Dave.
Oh, way to go.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thanks for the email, man. I love it.
Good.
If you haven't heard already, I've said that Podomatic is the devil. It's you've picked one of the worst places. And here's why. Because I actually signed up for a Podomatic account this morning just to make sure what I was talking about is accurate. And that is, if I'm going to go with an analogy of a radio station, with podcasting, your most prized possession is what's called your RSS feed. We're not going to get into how you make it and things like that. But it's basically, if you're a radio station, it's your signal. So here in Cleveland, where I'm at, it's 100.7, right? That's one of the top stations. So what you want to be able to do with any host, any media host, you want to be able to say, hey, iTunes, I know you're listening over here at Company A, but Company A went out of business. Company A is a bunch of jerks. For whatever reason, I'm leaving Company A. And hey, iTunes, guess what? I'm over here at Company B. And Podomatic and Blog Talk Radio do not have that option. That's where things really stink. So what happens is the only way to leave them is to keep Podomatic going for at least 2 months. Start up, and I recommend two places to host your media. One is called Libsyn, and one is called Blueberry. And the reason I like both those, number one, they meet my number one rule is I can leave anytime I want, no questions asked, and easily tell iTunes or whatever else is listening to me, I'm over here now. The other thing I love about them is they have unlimited storage. Now, Podomatic gives you, I think, a whopping 500 megs. And I did some math this morning. If you do an hour-long show, that is, it would basically be 500 minutes then, if we calculate that. Because, of course, when you upload them, they give you two options. One is CD quality, which is kind of overkill, or B, crap, which is 96. They cut your sampling rate. We'll get into that a little later. But basically, they give you two options. And, of course, they push you into the good option because you're going to run out of space sooner. So if you did an hour-long show, it'd be 500 minutes. That means their free account gives you access to do 8 shows. So with Libsyn and Blueberry, the only thing they limit is how much you can upload per month. And then once it's up there, it's there forever. I'm recording episode number 391 of the School of Podcasting today, and all 391 episodes are there, which is great because that way when your audience finds you, they can really connect with you because they've got this huge catalog. So Podomatic does not do that. Even if you go pro, they give you like, I don't know, 20 gigs, which granted is a lot, but it's not unlimited. So then the other thing they do that's horrible is they limit the amount of downloads you can have. So they're limiting you on how much you can upload. They're limiting you on how much you can download. So I put a little spreadsheet together. I'm going to make a video on this later. If I had one episode with a bandwidth limit of, they say 15 gigs. Now, what does that mean? It means 15,360 megabytes. Well, my show, my 1 hour show, is 27 megabytes. So if I had one episode, it could be downloaded 569 times. You're like, cool. Well, we just said for your free account, you could have up to, if you did an hour long show, eight shows. Well, if I had eight shows, they can be downloaded 569, which is still good. But the problem is, as you add more episodes, if I said I had 20 episodes now, I can only be downloaded 28 times each. And so that's where the problem really runs into. That's why you want unlimited storage and unlimited bandwidth. And the great thing is both Blueberry and Libsyn give you phenomenal stats. Libsyn, you have to have the $20 a month plan to get the cool stats where you can see not only how many downloads you have, but where people are coming from and how they're consuming them, things like that. If you go with like the $15 a month plan, you just get how many downloads you're getting. You don't get the super jumbo deluxe stats. Now, Blueberry, you kind of get the same stats no matter what you're doing. They do have, if you're in the market for free, they do have a free stats service that will give you downloads and some extra details, but you have to do what's called a redirect. If you're using, because that's the one thing I was surprised on your website, Dave, on, I just had it, biddybedtimestories.com, I can't find your podcast. There's no place for me to listen to it on your actual website. Are you using WordPress for your website? Did we lose Dave? We did. All right. Well, Dave, I'm going to put you back on the line. There you go.
Awesome.
We are finding this.
I lost you there.
Okay. Well, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I did hear your question, and thank that. That's great information that you were just giving off, and I could go into. I couldn't agree with you more about what I found out about Podomatic over the time.
Yeah.
You mentioned something, and I want to ask it, but I'll answer your question. You mentioned about waiting 2 months and then going to something else. Well, but to answer your go ahead.
Well, what you would do is because you can't automatically tell iTunes, hey, I moved over here to this service, you basically have to run both at the same time and beg your audience on Podomatic to come resubscribe, and you'll basically you can tell iTunes, it sounds weird, to take you out of their directory and then re-put yourself in, but since there's no automatic way to do that, you have to kind of tell people, resubscribe again over here. And the bad news is you're going to lose 20% of your audience. Now, some might argue and say that, well, those people that didn't come over weren't really dedicated listeners anyway. And there may be a way. I believe it's podcasts with an S at apple.com. There are actually now people in Apple that, like a support staff, they might be able, now they're going to ask you to verify your iTunes. Oh, that would be the big question. Did you submit your show to iTunes or did Podomatic?
No, I believe I did.
Okay, that's
the good. I put that in, this is 3 years ago, but I put it in and then I put the direct to the Podomatic website.
Okay, you know? so good news is since you submitted it, you can say, I can verify I'm Dave and here's my login name and password, and they can see that iTunes submission came from you. And that should be hopefully then able for you that when you get moved to someplace else to say, here's my new RSS feed, and hopefully they can update that. Because otherwise that you are stuck
and
in
that's
this.
Not to say that Podomatic didn't take the wheel without me knowing at some point.
Sure.
Don't know. I don't know if they can.
In some cases.
Because when I started the podcast, I'm kind of a person who takes it and says, all right, I'm going to do it this way because this is, I don't know, I'm not an entrepreneur, but I wanted to kind of feel like I had control over things.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my own URL for biddybedtimestories.com.
Beautiful.
But the bandwidth and the storage limitations don't allow me to just keep on putting episode, and then have people download. So my idea was,
Oh, did we lose it? I'm going to get really, really upset if that's... Let me reload the page. I think I'm about done. Yep. Well, Dave, call back. We might actually... You know what we're going to do, kids? We're going to go old school. I'm going to call Dave on my phone. And so, Dave, if you're listening, you're going to see a number come up from Cleveland, Ohio here in a second. I'm actually going to call you from my cell because that's the way I roll, kids. And we will just pump him into the board. So hold on a second, kids.
Hello.
Hey, it is Dave.
David Rue.
Doggone it, I got his voicemail.
Please leave your number, your name.
Okay. Sorry, Dave. Hey, did he call back? Oh, he did call back. Good. Awesome. That's why I got the busy signal. Hey, Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave.
That's all right. It's not your fault. It's our good friend.
Podomatic must be listening in. No,
it's actually the service I'm using is called Call In Studio. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to call you back from my cell phone.
Well, that's kind.
So just hang up and you'll see me call in about 2 seconds.
All right.
All right, man. Here we go. Let's see. Now I got to drop him. There we go. Drop. All right. So. Here we go. We're calling Dave. This is what's fun about live stuff. So there's Dave's cell phone. And that is that him? Okay, good. So now I'm going to put Dave into my mixer. So I unplug the cable that... So we have no sound, we have no music now. I have to remind myself to put that in there. Okay, so we're going to turn Dave up. And all I'm doing right now is I'm talking into my microphone so the audience can hear me. And I have the phone next to my mouth so Dave can hear me. So there we go. All right, so continue on, Mr. Dave.
I don't know where I left off.
You were just saying how Podomatic, without it, like you said, you figured out that you can't you can't have an unlimited, you know, backlog and things like that.
Well, that was with my URL website that I'm with .easy. .com.
Okay.
You know, it was a cheap, you know, sign up 1 year, $6. And so, okay. Then I got my website generated, did it on a Mac. And then my thinking was with Podomatic, they are kind of the storage, you know, so that I could get the podcasts out there, get it on the iTunes. And the decent part was, is, you know, for $10, you get 2 gigabytes of storage and then, you know, a modicum of bandwidth, and my episodes are probably averaging about 2,000, and I can't say that that's per week, but when I go onto their stats and I pull up one of my episodes, it'll range between 1,000, 2,000, somewhere even up to, like, in some cases, 4,000, depending on the story.
That's per episode, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There have been times that I've been doing, you know, 5 episodes a week, and they're about 10 minutes long.
Okay.
And you know, so that's where I'm up into the 300s and with that. But
okay.
So as I'm under, oh, go ahead.
Just to give you a stat, the mean download for a podcast episode that's been out 4 weeks is 161. So,
jeez.
Yeah. So you're way above the curve at if you're getting thousands.
I'm above the curve. Oh, we'll say that number again.
161. That is that's not the average. It's the mean, meaning that half the podcasts have numbers below that. This is from Rob Walch from, he's the vice president of podcaster relations at Libsyn. And so, yeah, there are plenty of the Mark Marins of the world that are getting 25,000 downloads, but you know, there are plenty apparently. And I still think that number's a little low, but when I was at New Media Expo last week, he said it used to be 141. It's up to 160. So I was like, wow. Okay. So when you say I'm getting 2,000 downloads, the fun of it with podcasting is it, you know, we think of TV, that's broadcasting. With podcasting, we're doing niche casting, if there is such a thing, right? So you have, you know, it's bedtime stories for kids. So yeah, it is something. I haven't listened to an episode yet. I apologize. I just got your email and haven't had a chance to check it out yet. But, you know, you've got it set there for parents and kids. But, you know, so on one hand, I could see where you go, well, there's more than 2,000 children on the planet that are listening, but 2,000 is not a bad number.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Like I say, with Podomatic, I'm kind of in the dark.
Yeah.
And I could go on about how I'm on to what they do, but I won't.
Okay.
So what I'm going to imagine myself doing in the next couple of months is getting a Libsyn or a Blueberry account. I think I already have a Blueberry account.
Okay.
So then I'm going to start putting the episodes up in there, and I'm probably not going to be able to put my previous 368 episodes in there because I'll max out within a month.
Right. Now, depending on the scenario, you could contact those guys and they might, for like a one-time fee, you know, suck your RSS feed into their system so you don't have to retype and redo all that. I know Libsyn will do that, and pretty much anything Libsyn will do, Blueberry will do.
Okay.
But it's a fee. That's the bad news, because you're just amassing a huge amount of storage at once, so they'll want to get paid for that. But once it's a one-time fee. Once it's there forever.
Would you suggest holding on to my URL or just use the Blueberry or Libsyn website?
Yeah, the key is you always want to direct everything back to biddybedtimestories.com. Because you have control of that. And as much as I love Libsyn, as much as I love Blueberry, and they're getting paid for their services, you know, have you ever heard of MP3.com?
No.
Yeah, MP3.com in the 80s, early 90s, was as big, if not bigger, at the time as Facebook. And this is why I always tell people, because I know people that use Facebook and they use, you know, Twitter as like their main website. You don't control that. And so MP3.com, really quick history story, was sued because people were putting licensed music on there. So for everybody who's using SoundCloud, hello, that place is going to go down eventually when the RIAA, if it gets popular enough, the RIAA will come after that place because people are putting all sorts of music up there that's just not legal. And so they got sued, and to make a long story short, they lost their lawsuit. They were sold and resold and resold. And in the end, there were people who had, they didn't have a website. They'd just go, oh, go to mp3.com/Dave. Well, when the website went away, there was no way to contact their fans and their followers. And they weren't saying, go to my website. And oh, by the way, I have a link there to mp3.com. And so as huge as this was, and again, think Facebook huge back in the late 80s, early 90s, it's gone. It's still around. I think it's owned by CNET now, but you always, always, always want to point things at your website that you control. It's really not so much to be a control freak, but you want to control your website and you want to control your RSS feed, because those are your two biggies. And then the other thing you always want to control is, if you have one, an email list, because those are the three. You know, if there was a tripod of entrepreneurship, that'd be it. Your website, your RSS feed, and your email list. Those three things are how you communicate to your audience.
Well, this is great information, and I'm glad I came across your podcast and came across the wealth of information that you've gotten. And it's going to be very helpful. And going into the future months, I'm hoping that I can get this a little more clarity with what's going on out there past the podcast being produced. So yeah. Thank you.
Now, I did have a question on your biddybedtimestories.com.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What platform are you using? Like, how are you building that website?
By web.
Okay.
On a Mac.
Okay. Because I mean, this is fine. And I love the fact that it's a great looking website. You might want to look into a thing called WordPress. There are two ways to go here. You could either have I shouldn't say two. Obviously, there's probably 50 ways to go. But for most people that are going to do a podcast, they put their website on a thing called WordPress. It's free, and the software is free. But you would host it on somebody like Bluehost or HostGator or whoever else you want. I have if you go to HostGator, actually, if you go to schoolpodcasting.com/hosting and then use the coupon code PODCASTCOACH, all one word, I'll save you 25% off that. But that WordPress is this great free blogging software that you can actually make your website with. And then there are these things called plugins, which is kind of like adding air conditioning to your car, except one of them is called PowerPress, and that adds podcasting capabilities with all the fun little details that iTunes needs to your website, and then by submitting that to iTunes, you control your website and you control your feed. And it's like $8 a month for your web hosting. That's the downside. You know, the software is free, but the hosting isn't. Now, if you buy like a year in advance, it's like $4 a month. But I usually tell people by the time you get done with your hosting for your website and your hosting for your media, you're going to probably put out somewhere between $20 and $30 a month. But then I always say, if you're on a bowling league, you'd be putting that out a week. So, you know, but
I
love your website, man. It looks really cool. I'm definitely going to go check this out. Everybody go to Biddy is BIDDY bedtimestories.com. And then I'm assuming you're the voice
but
of the duck.
But apparently don't go to Podomatic to listen to them right now, right?
Well, you can. It's just you're going to run out of bandwidth. Because what I found And so you said that when you run out of bandwidth, what happens? They just put some sort of voice there that says...
Well, no, that's on my website.
Okay.
I've never maxed out at the 100 gigabyte bandwidth per month. I'm averaging, like I said in the email, it's about 30.
Okay.
So my rough estimates is I've got about 2,000 listeners, regular listeners.
Okay.
You know, kind of, it averages. Their stats are so, and oh boy, I'm holding back on that. And when I heard you say they are the devil, it just, and when I went to one of your podcasts and I saw there right on the top, Podomatic as an example of, you know, what not to do, I just, I gulped.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that I got sucker punched into it.
Well, it's just a case that, and it's not that they're horrible, it's just they're not a great solution because you can't have a back catalog. There's a potential of running out of bandwidth. And then I don't think some companies do. They'll do you, quote, a favor, and they'll go, oh, we'll submit your podcast to iTunes for you. And if you don't understand the concept of an RSS feed, what they're basically doing is almost making it impossible to leave without losing a chunk of your audience. And that's where you have to go through and beg people to resubscribe or pray that the people at Apple will do it. But here's the fun thing. If Podomatic had submitted your podcast to iTunes, then when you say, I need to have this change, they're going to say, oh, well, you don't own that RSS feed. This other company does. You have to have them tell us to switch the feed. And of course, they're never going to do that because they don't want you to leave.
So if that's the case, what am I left to do?
You are left to, and this is where I say you want to do both for a series of anywhere from 1 month to 3 months, where you put the exact same content out on let's say you go to Blueberry or Libsyn, and you have your own website that's the same podcast, but the one you do for Podomatic, maybe you add one other little beginning thing at the beginning of the call that says, hey, we are leaving. If you're listening to this right now, we are no longer going to be hosted on this website. You need to go to biddybedtimestories.com and click on the iTunes button and resubscribe because as of this date, you will no longer get new episodes. I appreciate that you've been listening. Please, I want to have you continue to listen to the podcast. Go to biddybedtimestories.com and click on the iTunes button. And after 3 months or 2 months or however long you want to do that, because it is, you know, if you're paying Podomatic, you're paying them and you're paying your new host. But eventually you have to say, okay, and then that last episode may not even be an episode. It's just you saying, all right, if you're hearing this now, I got to let you know we're no longer publishing on this platform. Go to biddybedtimestories.com and click on the iTunes buttons to get the latest episode. And then those who have made it, and those who didn't, well, maybe they weren't as big of fans as we thought.
Well, I can imagine that's pretty simple enough for the people who'll be listening. So, okay, that's good information. Perfect.
Cool. Awesome.
All right.
Well, enjoy.
Welcome, snowy Minnesota. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, enjoy your guitar lesson.
Yeah. So far, I got my fingers in so many things, and podcasting is one of them, but I do love doing it. I've been doing this kind of stuff since I was a kid with a little Panasonic tape recorder that
that's me.
Had.
Yeah, that's me.
I remember my dad had two tape decks in the basement, and I figured out how to pipe the TIAC into the Panasonic so I could create two voices at the same time and use a pair of headphones as a microphone. So that goes way back.
Cool. Well, awesome. Well, have fun, Dave. And I see my co-host has made it online.
Enjoy your day in Cleveland, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, Mr. Cullison, I'm going to add you to the call. as soon as I hate this in Skype where you have the two windows because I see our call. I don't want to end the call. I'm trying to get it to go back to, oh, this is so crappy. If I do this, mute your microphone, don't want to do that. Of course, I could end it. That's the call to the call-in studio, which has been as awesome as it always is. And that's really odd. I'm trying, when I go, I'm going to minimize that. There's like no maximize button on this Skype thing. I just have one little floating button. And let's see if I can, I see Jim coming up on Skype. I think that's him. The plus button. I don't have a plus button because you normally have, you know how you have the big window? And I just have this little, that's really weird. I just have this one little baby floating window. Let me go to my, screw it. Hold on. Let me try one thing. Can I double? There we go. I had to double click on the little one to get it to maximize. So now I will add Mr. Cullison to the phone call. Add to call. Here he comes. Cannot focus a disabled or invisible window. Not sure what that means. Are you with us now, Jim?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Sorry about this morning, my friend.
Yeah. So, so yeah, the phone system is still, kicking butt this week.
Well, that call didn't sound too bad.
Well, that was through my cell phone. I called him back on my cell phone.
I was like, wow, I came in, we had a really late release last night. And so I set the cell phone and I forgot to plug it in. So it died. And then I was laying in bed like, wow, I'm sleeping really well. When is my alarm going to go off? Well, apparently never.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I apologize for that. I'm dying to say something.
Oh, go right ahead, buddy.
Yeah. While you get reset back up, with Podomatic, you know, you had me on the podcast and you know, I'm kind of a little bit of a fan of Podomatic.
Yes.
And that I have a little different, although I totally agree with you. So let me start with that, you know, it is not your primary place to have a successful podcast. So if you're on Podomatic and it's your only place to be, I totally agree with you. You can't stay there. Well, you can't use it in that form.
Right.
I use it as an evangelistic platform. So when I'm, you know, I have a WordPress site, I have hosting, I have an RSS feed that is mine. I mean, to do all that, like you talk about. So I'm good there. But I had to move off Podomatic to do that because that's where I started as well. And so when I did that, I did exactly what you just said, which is I put a note out there and said, hey, I'm moving away from Podomatic. We're not going to be here anymore. I changed RSS feeds from them to my WordPress site. I resubmitted that to iTunes, which was the first of two times that I've changed my RSS feed because I gave them my FeedBurner RSS feed back there, right? So
right.
I'm making a change again because I had to move to my WordPress feed, and that worked both times. So you can move away from iTunes. Then I had this, and then I kept getting the video or the audio kept getting listened to out there at Podomatic because I had made this effort to grow an audience out there. And so I thought, hey, you kind of need to be where your audience is. We say this, right? And I had grown an audience there. So I just kept submitting. Now, I bumped all the way down to the free plan. So I no longer have,
right.
And I was paid. I was paid just like the caller before. I bumped down to the free plan. It limits your bandwidth. It severely limits your storage. And so
right.
What I do, and it's a long, Home Tech is a long podcast. You know, it's an hour and 20 minutes. So I keep five podcasts out there. Just, you know, when I go out there to load it up, I delete the bottom one, load on the top, put all my stuff in, publish, bam. And I get, you know, I get anywhere from 30 to 50 views every single week out there, listens every single week. And I figure until that gets zero, it takes me 5 minutes to load that episode. So until that, now I check it every week. You know, I go back and look and see what I'm
doing. Wasn't worth it, yeah.
Until I get to zero, I'm going to keep doing it. You, last time you and I talked about that, you openly questioned me and you're like, is that really worth it? So that's the question.
See, 30 downloads, you know, that's a full classroom.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to look into, I was sniffing around Blog Talk Radio because I have an account over there. Obviously, I'd never use it. I don't even see where you can upload stuff on Blog Talk Radio. Is that still, do you have it?
Podomatic, you mean, right?
Well, either one.
Yeah.
Because I know you said you uploaded a Podomatic and you had some people that were consuming it at Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, I did both because I uploaded to, at the time, I uploaded the Podomatic. I uploaded, because you can, Blog Talk Radio is a whole different discussion. So let's finish the Podomatic one and we could talk about Blog Talk Radio. But
yeah, that's true.
That's a little quirky. That one, you got to... I quit doing that one since the last time you and I talked. I think you guilted me into stopping.
Let me see. I was going to bring Kathy on. Kathy, are you wired for sound? Like if I try to pull you in via Skype, let me know. Cause Kathy's having a bad week with technology.
So
Podomatic is, because I created an account this morning. I just wanted to see if there was a way to redirect your feed, and I didn't see one in there anywhere.
No. They are your feed. When you create an account at Podomatic, they give you a feed. And that's the one you use. And it is an RSS feed, and it does work, and you can do some things with it. But the stats at Blog Talk Radio, at Podomatic, are fairly decent. The issue is exactly what you said, Dave. There's so many things you don't control. And because you don't get unlimited, or it's tough to get unlimited storage, you're going to run out of space. And the big plans are expensive. So for your average podcaster, and I've been with Podomatic now for 4 years. They haven't changed a thing in 4 years.
Wow.
And it's exactly the same today as it was 4 years ago. And they got tons. The nice thing about Podomatic is they got community. They do have a very active, and I don't know, it's probably gotten less active over the last couple of years, but there's still lots of people out there. And like I said, I haven't done a thing on Podomatic in 2.5, maybe years now. And I still get listens out there.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's Dustin asked a question about, since I mentioned FeedBurner, mm-hmm. and we're trying to get Kathy in here, he says, is FeedBurner still a good idea to do? You know, he said, I didn't want to set up a podcast using FeedBurner. If I don't set up my podcast using FeedBurner, is it too late? I'd like to know my stats of subscribers. Well, you can do that with the Blueberry, with the Blueberry stuff. So you can PowerPress and the plugin, and you can sign up at Raw Voice and you get stats for free from them. That right now I think is the best way to do it. And to get that, to get that piece done through that plugin.
Yeah. Cause the thing to keep in mind with subscribers, it could be, 400 one day and
it's a weird number
six the next, because people check at work, or if I checked at home and then checked on my phone and then checked at work and then checked on my phone again when I was driving home and then checked at home, that would count as six subscribers and it's one. So to me, it's always been the download number. Yeah.
Well,
so
go ahead.
Dustin, use your Libsyn downloads. That would be the one. Cause I see in the chat here, he says I'm on Libsyn.
If you're on Libsyn, those are the right stats to be checking. FeedBurner, I don't think it's going to give you right now any better or any new stats that you don't already have. They've got that subscriber concept. I don't think they changed the algorithm in 4 years. So it's been sent out to pasture. There's nobody, the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Exactly.
Nobody's, they're just letting this roll. It's like Podomatic. I think these guys developed this platform and are just living off the residual at this point. Because there has just not been a single update. Much like with FeedBurner, there has not been a single update in years.
No.
Mike said there's some speculation that, Harley Mac said there's some speculation that FeedBurner is going to go away. Yeah. I mean, Google's in that mode. They're removing things, they're still adding.
Yeah. If you Google the phrase Google Graveyard, you'll be amazed at the number of services that they have whacked over the years. And most of them you'll see didn't make the money, and that's the whole thing. FeedBurner isn't really bringing in any money. And apparently not enough information from, reading people's feeds to keep it around or at least to enhance it. Because the stats they have for iTunes, it says to use, I think, a a 300 by 300 image, and that hasn't been the case for a while.
They updated it. So, well, it's made several cuts. This is the thing, though.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
Google has cut big. Well, think about think about the RSS or the reader that they cut that got so much commotion.
Yeah,
that was certainly more popular than you would think than FeedBurner. And
yeah.
So you go, oh, so maybe, I mean, we are a little bit skittish on it, right, as a community.
Right.
But it's made several big cuts, so who knows.
All right. You ready to cross your fingers?
Yeah.
We're going to try to bring in Kathy via Skype.
All right, let's try it.
Survey says, there she is. And if she has her headset on, Kathy, can you hear us?
She's ringing.
See, I don't hear the ringing part.
Oh, there's a new, I don't hear it either, but there's a new ringing icon in Skype. That's weird.
I don't see that either.
Never seen that one before.
Hmm. Kathy does the Special Mouse podcast. She's not set up on Skype yet. Okay, well, we will
give her a second.
Yeah.
She has a very nice picture on her Skype.
And she is a great example of niching down or niching down, take your pick. That's where... there are a lot of Disney podcasts. I was watching Lou Mangiello this morning. He had done a video about how to eat at Disney for under $5. And Kathy has a son who has some special needs. So she has a podcast about how do you take someone with special needs to the park?
Oh, wow.
Because her tagline is the magic is for everyone. And, you know, she's already got sponsors and just plowing right through there. It's really, really cool.
Awesome. Hey, Dustin asked, I have the plug-in PowerPress, but not sure how to get the stats out of it. So that's super easy, right? So once you've got that plug-in configured, inside of it, you set up your account over at Blueberry. And then once everything's set up and pointed in the right places, you just log in over at blueberry.com and you got to create your account over there, but you'll do that in the setup process. And then your stats start appearing the next day.
Yep.
So
what you can do is if you go to, I'm going to put this in the chat room, but for anybody listening, if you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, I just did a video on how to, because you have to put in a redirect into the PowerPress plugin. And I show you how to do that in the video, where to get it, because it's not the easiest thing to find. You have to go into your Blueberry account, and I think you click on the Get Started link, and it says, oh, here's the link, and you just paste that into the into the PowerPress plugin once, and it just redirects, and every time somebody downloads it, it goes over to Blueberry, and they say, hey, that's a download, and then it takes you to the MP3 file. And I think Kathy has come on the line.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting at my kitchen table, though, so
that's
you
all
probably
right.
are hearing a huge echo. I'm not in my fancy studio.
Meaning that the closet?
Sounds okay.
Yeah, the closet.
So my
recording studio is in my daughter's walk-in closet.
There you go. So tell us about the fun week you've had.
Oh, man. Dave, you know I'm such a technophobe. This is why, let me back up and I have to explain my relationship with Dave. I met Dave at, when it was Blog World / New Media Expo in New York City a couple years ago. And I went as a blogger because I've had a blog for several years and wanted to learn how to expand, monetize, et cetera, but I found myself really attracted to the podcasting. You mentioned Lou Mangiello, and he's a friend of mine. I've been a loyal listener of his for many years, and he has a huge and very faithful, loyal community of Disney listeners. He has a weekly news chat. In addition to his regular podcasts, he has a weekly live recording of news going around, the Walt Disney World and Disney in general. And then after his recording, he shuts off the recording, and we just hang out and chat for whatever, an hour or so, and have really developed a lot of friendships there, real friendships. I mean, people that you eventually meet in real life, and it's just a fabulous community there. So Lou was speaking on the podcast end of it. So, I wanted to attend his session, and I started listening to other, I found myself, I totally dissed the blogging side of it. And I just found myself attending nothing but podcasting sessions. So I decided to make the jump to podcasting. The one fly in the ointment, and it was a pretty huge fly, is that I am completely atechnical. I mean, so bad. And not only am I, you know, because it's one thing if you just don't have the knowledge or skill, you know, you start to do research, you start to learn, and you master something. But I just didn't have the desire. I have zero desire. You know, I'm a right brain person, not a left brain. I'm totally not into the whole tech, but I desperately wanted to have a podcast. And I was chatting with Ray Ortega, and he said, "Oh, you've got to go talk to my friend Dave Jackson because he's doing this. I mean, he coaches people, and you know, if you really don't want to do it yourself, he even does, you know, handholding, you know, with the podcast." I said, "Ah, oh, that's what I need. I need, like, if I had a partner who was really good in tech, a co-host or something, and somebody that I could share, but I don't. I'm all by myself." So when I met you, Dave, and you said to me, "Oh, I can get you podcasting. All you need is a laptop and a mic." And I said, "Sold."
That was it.
This is my man. This is my man. If it wasn't for Dave Jackson, I would not be podcasting at all.
Well, thank
and
you.
Dave, you have to never leave this field, because if you do, I'm lost.
Well, tell us about the fun you've been having, though, this week. Because you do a lot of interviews.
I do a lot. I'm an interview-based show, again, because I'm by myself, podcasting in the closet. You know, I don't have a studio. I don't have a co-host. I don't have guests coming to my house. So I do pretty much the bulk of my show via Skype interview. And I had always used a program called Pamela to record my Skype interviews. And there had been a little bit of a brouhaha this last year about, well, Pamela was no longer going to be able to record Skype. And then they turned around and they decided, oh, no, we can, and everything. So for whatever reason, I think the first show of the year, I had just done a solo recording. It was just me and Audacity. So that went in fine. But I sat down Thursday night. I had two interviews scheduled back to back via Skype, and got everything set up with Pamela, and it just wasn't working. And it was very frustrating because it was showing, you know, the usual indicators on the screen. Oh, yes, recording, red light flashing, everything recording. But I could see, you know, up in the right-hand corner, there's the little – it almost looks like one of those clocks that you see at a ball game or something with the except it's counting up instead of counting down. And that wasn't moving at all. So I said, this is not working. It's telling me that it's recording, but it's not recording. Mm. And it was not. So I just threw up my hands, because how embarrassing is that to be on the phone with someone and saying, hold on, we're not recording. We've been chatting for 20 minutes, but we're not recording, you know. And unfortunately, the person that I was on the phone with is a friend. So she, of course, was very gracious, and we just rescheduled. But, you know, I had to reschedule my second interview. And, you know, I really was just – I sent you an email with a lot of all caps, I recall. I was very upset. It was pretty much a rant, you know, about, like, I'm just done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with Pamela. I'm done with even Skype, you know. And I was thinking, I know in the past you were talking about Google Hangouts and Mixler.
I know Jim was going to – Jim, you probably want to pipe in here and say hurrah for Hangouts, right?
Yeah, this is really where Hangouts excel, because you can, you know, Google's done such a nice job of making those work with a double, basically they do the double ender for you. So, you know, it records the feed from your guests and it records your feed, and they're all stored on the Google server. And the audio quality, I think the biggest knock it gets is it has some downgraded audio quality. I think a Skype communication when everything is working is fantastic. But we've moved all our shows onto Hangouts, and they're good enough for me. And it just really creates, you know, you go in and you set up the Hangout on air and you have your interview. By the way, with a Hangout, maybe the hardest thing to do, it's super easy to connect on Skype. Getting that first connection on a Google Hangout can be, for someone who struggles with tech, that first part can be a little rough. But once you get connected,
you're being kind.
Once you get connected, it can, it's super easy. And so that would be, that's a good way to go about doing it. And it's a very simple way to do it. And get those connections done. And you can, you know, with Hangouts, you don't have to do video. You can slide there's a bandwidth meter and you can just slide that all the way down, and it can be audio only too, if you have somebody that's got low bandwidth. So that's my favorite thing to do, is make that switch over to the Hangouts.
Well, and the other thing that Kathy's fighting is she's switching to a machine with Windows 8. Because I said try Power Grammo. That's what I use, and I've really never had a problem with Power Grammo. I always use it as a backup. But the problem is right now Power Grammo does not say they're Windows 8 friendly.
I haven't switched yet. I'm still on my old laptop. I've had the new laptop since Christmas.
Well, there you go.
I haven't connected because I'm scared. I'm scared to death of it.
Well, that's
so, Kathy. You have an old. You have two laptops right now.
Yeah, one that I'm on right now, and one that's still in the box because I'm scared of it.
Don't be scared. Just pull that thing out and start using it. You'll get, and it's probably touch, and it's Windows 8, right? So you're gonna get some new features. Just pull that thing out of the box. Don't be scared. You are at an advantage in some ways. Because you have two pieces of equipment, you could, and this is what I do, you could turn one of them into a recording server, right? And don't be scared by the word server, okay? It's just another PC. So you could take your old laptop, and if it has a plug, if the audio coming out of that laptop has both a headphone jack and a microphone jack.
It does.
Okay, so if it has two, some of them have it all in one, and this gets a little tricky with that, but if it has one microphone and one speaker, that means, think about it. So the sound is coming out on the speaker. The sound is going in on the microphone, right? That's how those work. You can go down to Radio Shack and buy a $7 audio jumper cable, right? It's just as one, or it has the audio plug-in on both sides, right? So it's not normally with your headphones, right? You'd plug that in. You'd plug the jack in there, and your headphones would be on the other side of the cable. In this case, it's got a plug-in on both sides of the cable. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about. Then you would plug that into the
speaker.
Surprisingly,
it does.
Well, good. Well, then I'm doing okay for just waking up. So so you'd plug one into the speaker side and one into the microphone side, and that's going to create an audio jump, right? So whatever's coming out of the speakers can be heard by the microphone at this point on that box. Then you can call your guest from there, and then you call yourself on your new PC, and that. Let's just call it that recording PC, then is hearing both sides of the conversation. And then you can really easily use Audacity to record that conversation. So that's another way of creating this audio bridge, so to speak. It's super easy. Once you've done it once, you'll be like, oh, why didn't I ever do this before?
That would be great because I love Audacity.
Yeah.
Audacity is very user-friendly.
Yeah. And you can record it right. Then Audacity becomes your recorder. So what it's doing is Audacity listens on the audio input, right? That's its job, is to listen to whatever's coming into the microphone jack. Well, on that laptop where you have the audio jumper, guess what's on the mic jack, right? It's the speaker. And so the speaker is what it's hearing from your Skype conversation. And you have to make sure that you mute that line on the recording PC, because you get a little bit of an echo if you don't. But it's super, like I said, it sounds a little complicated. Once you do it, you'll be like, oh, this is easy. Because it's just like using the PC. It's just you're making one more Skype connection, and its sole job is to listen. It's all it does. It just listens. Mm-hmm. And then it records that conversation. Audacity doesn't take a lot of resources, and so you would be able to use that old box for it real, real well. And it's a great way to kind of move away from Pamela and those crazy things and kind of create your own recording, dedicated recording PC.
There you go. Awesome.
Does that make sense? And Kathy, you can contact me directly if we can do another chat about
this.
Well,
I don't want to cheat on Dave.
Well, you're not. I'm Dave's partner.
Yeah, we'll get you out. I'll draw you an outline and you know, the beauty of this is recorded. So you can always go back and listen to it later too and go, wait a minute, what did he say? Do that. So we'll get you all fixed up. So awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Great, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right. And I wanted to, I hope I didn't, are you still there, Jim?
Yeah, I'm still
okay. Good. I'm like, I know. I wanted to get to Rich's question before we run out of time here, because I am starting today is week one of podcasting in 6 weeks.
Yeah, very cool. We got about 5 minutes.
Okay. It says, I like the discussion of the costs associated with podcast. I use Libsyn for my one and only podcast. Love it. But if I want to experiment with another 2, 3, or 4 podcasts, that can get expensive. What's a poor boy to do other than just suck it up and eat ramen noodles?
First of all, I love ramen noodles.
That's true. Make sure you find a good brand. And I would say, see, it's a catch 22, because you can do things that I don't recommend. Like, you could host it on your web host and hope you don't get so popular that you get kicked off. But if you're just testing it, my other thing that I see here, when I see 2, 3, or 4, I'm like, let's go 2 podcasts. And
for sure.
Before we go too crazy on that, Jim, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, I do. I know you don't recommend it. To do it, but I use like a web hosting provider, one of those unlimited web hosting providers. And I actually think I agree with you that if you get popular, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah.
With some of those. But if you're just testing some things out, I would buy a really inexpensive unlimited plan at one of those, Bluehost or something like that. You can get those good deals and then separate that out from your current podcast. So, you'll need a separate URL to be able to do that. So you'll assign, just go to Hover or one of those places and buy another domain to get it set up. And I actually like the idea of having some different storage for your podcast than are on your host provider. I really do like that, because it does, that way you're spreading out the risk of the technology at that point. Then you can, on those sites, then you can spin up. So if you're just testing, right, which to me means this may or may not actually make a feed.
Right.
And so if you're just testing, when you do that, create your website. And by the way, someday we'll have to talk about Azure, because Azure is one of the best way to spin up a WordPress site that's just for testing.
Hmm.
So we'll have to talk about that sometime. But spin up your WordPress site, point it over to this storage pool that you have over there, that, because all it's looking for in WordPress is a URL of where your MP3 is, and do that. And if you're really just testing, right, try archive.org as your host provider for your MP3s. Give that a run. They give you free hosting over there, and unlimited free hosting, which is kind of crazy. Now, the download load's not great, but those guys over there, they're adding 10 petabytes of storage to their server this year. They raised $130,000 to do that. Their goal is to archive the internet, and so they'll take anything.
Wow.
And so you can go out there. I've messed around with that too. And they give you a MP3 URL that you can put in your WordPress, in your WordPress post, and it plays just like if it was locally hosted. So
there you go.
That's another option to try. Trust me, I've tried them all, Dave. You and I, we are like the tinkerers.
Yeah.
Right. We're always messing around.
Well, and then you could always use Blueberry to get the stats on that again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because the stats are coming from, you got to think of this as hosting and storage, right? That's the two totally different concepts in that, right? Because where your website's being hosted, that's got a whole bunch of stuff installed on it, WordPress and all that other stuff. Storage can just be because a site somewhere that can serve the files up in a web format, which is, your domain /audio/ the name of your podcast.mp3. Right? That's what you're looking for from the storage standpoint. So if you can find a place that does that, you can do some testing there. And then if you don't like it, just blow it away and move. And you can get that kind of unlimited hosting for $3 and $4 a month if you pay in advance.
Right. So,
and not too terrible.
We're technically out of time, but I'm going to throw this one in here anyway. He said he did have a second question where I was interviewing some people at New Media Expo, and he said he has lots of potential content that could come from face-to-face discussions. Most of it is me and a guest, but I could have as many as 4 or 5 people involved. Well, if you're going to have 4 or 5 people, that's going to be a challenge. That's where you're going to need a mixer, I would recommend at least. I used a thing called Giant Squid Audio. I had it's 2 condenser microphones that plug into the mic input of my Roland R-05 is how I recorded the I always butcher her name, Mignon Fogarty. And that's how I did that. But if I had five people, you know, either A, you're in the joy of passing around the microphone, and then you're going to have a lot of mic handling noises. You're going to have, a lot of this kind of stuff going on here. Okay, now they're going to answer, and then here's somebody else. So you're going to have that going on in the podcast. And if I'm going to do four people, then I probably want a mixer just to, and I would use Audio-Technica 2100s. They're now up to $50. They're going up
in
price.
Isn't that crazy? We have driven the price of microphones up.
Jim, any comments on that? Any insights into podcasting on the go?
I got tons. Let's save it for another show.
Okay. Well, that'll be next week's first question.
I'm going to do a live this week. I'm going to do a live podcast from a school. And I'm going to interview a high schooler. We're going to talk about 3D printing. So I'm going to take my portable rig with me, and I've got some insight. We can do it another show.
Okay. Awesome. In case you guys are wondering, we're starting to put notes, Jim and I are, behind the scenes. So we have a Google Doc that I just put Azure setup, WordPress, and portable rig. So
yeah,
we'll talk about that in the future. But
and mixers, we should talk about mixers.
Yes, mixers are always.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago, but they always come up.
They do. They never go away. So yeah, I'll fade in the music here. Want to thank everybody for showing up. Thanks to Kathy. Thanks to Dave, and everybody else. And it's always fun. And Jim, your morning voice is really sexy.
Sorry, man.
So that was cool, but I'm glad you made it. I was very happy to see you pop in the chat room, and thanks to Ryan and Mike and everybody else out in the chat room. You can find us every Saturday at schoolofpodcasting.com/live. Jim, where can they find you?
Everything's at theaverageguy.tv.
And Ken, you can find me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks, and we'll see you next Saturday. Take care, everybody. And I can't get Mixer to come up on my screen. Come on. And stop. And now I got to turn Jim back up. There we go. I love the fact that it says, do you want to stop Mixer? It's like, yes, that's why I clicked stop. But I guess that's better than...
Sorry for leaving you high and dry this morning.
No, dude, that's fine. I knew when I went, are you around and you weren't? I'm like, oh, he's not around. I figured something was up, or you're stuck in traffic, or, you know.
Terrible. I like I said, I didn't plug my phone in, and... I was up till about 2 last night. We had a really big release at Gallup, and so I was up kind of monitoring it and making sure everything was good. And I thought, well, I could still get up at, 9 and be all right.
Right.
And 10.
Yeah. No, you're fine, man. That's cool. I knew something was up. So,
yeah.
There we go. So, yeah, I got to run and get ready for class.
Yeah. All right. Have a good class.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Guess I'm live on the air. I wasn't ready to go yet. I'm still looking for my co-host. All right, let's see what this little blinky light's going to look like. Man, that's cool. Cool, baby. Strange, but not a stranger. All right. So welcome to all my friends there. I'm getting ready to kick off the show here in just 2 seconds. And that reminds me, I've got to go over to... That would work. Let's do that. So I can see me.